It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Filmmakers Lounge in the Whiskey Jar in downtown mall of Charlottesville, Virginia. For the Virginia Film Festival, I am sitting across from Lydia Moyer, who is on the faculty at UVA and an experimental short filmmaker. We're going to be showing a bunch of her films. The program is called Lydia Moyer Experimental Short Films. Screen Saturday at 11 a.m. at Vinegar Hill Theater. Thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, thank you.
As I told you off air, I have a friend who has seen a bunch of your films and is going to be thrilled that I'm talking to you and said, we got to go check them out. Let's talk a little bit about your films, the kind of films they are, what you'll be showing here, and then we'll kind of work backwards what brought you here in the first
place.
Sure.
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag. There are 9 shorts in total, and the program lasts about an hour. A number of them are just sort of responses to things that have been happening in the last couple of years in the U.S. and sort of the political environment in the U.S. One of them is specifically in response to things that have been happening locally. And then there are a few other things. One is an experimental animation based on stills from a Tumblr called cabinporn.com, which is sort of a fairly well-known website that sort of has a lot of amazing pictures of landscapes with tiny cabins in them.
So you made an experimental film about a Tumblr site.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, it's not actually about the Tumblr, but it
using images from it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's called A Study for Unsettling, and the idea is sort of driven by this idea of an idea that's been sort of kicking around in my work for a while, the idea of unsettling. So you think about the U.S. as sort of a pattern of settlement across the continent, and so this is just kind of like a fantastical take on the idea of unsettling. I should say the images are not all from the U.S. because the cabin porn images are from all over, but it's kind of the idea of what it would mean for the land to be unsettled rather than settled.
So people should come to your show, 11 a.m. At the Vinegar Hill on Saturday. But so we don't want to give too much away, but
sure.
we want to throw out a few more crumbs. You mentioned that you said you did a short about a local political issue. Can you tell me more about that?
So I work at UVA. I teach in the art department. And when Hannah Graham disappeared a few years ago, you know, it was very viscerally felt on grounds. And
We still feel it.
Not just Hannah, but all of the young women who've disappeared from the area are still in some way sort of, I feel like my experience of living here is in some way colored by that. And so this film is kind of a video. It's not a film, but the video is a response.
You can call it
film.
It's sort of film festival.
So tricky for me, but it's a response to that sort of through the lens of magic, and that's all I'll say about it. So people can come see it if they want to see it.
Cool. So you said you've been making a bunch of shorts.
Yeah.
Over the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. You had a longer project before then.
Yeah.
It took like 8 years. And you thought, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to work on shorts. What can you tell us about your previous longer project?
It was an experimental documentary in the form of an essay film that was examining sites where American tragedies have occurred and how the landscape has been treated and how we can read the landscape for cultural attitudes toward what was lost in those tragedies. So it was sort of, I did a lot of traveling to shoot that. So places like I went out to Wounded Knee in South Dakota. I went to Centralia, which is a town in Pennsylvania, an old mining town where the mines caught on fire, and the mine fire has been burning for since the 70s.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
And they think it'll continue to burn for at least a couple hundred years, but basically all of the people who lived in the town for the most part have been moved out, except for a couple holdouts that are there. So they're basically all, and the one that everyone always seems to be interested in is I went to the site of Jonestown in Guyana, which is actually not in the U.S., but the People's Temple was an American group. So this was the mass murder-suicide in the 1970s. The idea was sort of examining communities that have been lost and sort of considering, our cultural attitude toward those communities in contrast to places like Ground Zero in New York, where we immediately kind of understood the narrative and wanted to memorialize it. These are places where things have kind of just been left and there's nothing there really, except for Wounded Knee, where there's kind of like a makeshift memorial and there are a few things there, but nothing like the official sites that the American government recognizes. So it's sort of, I mean, it was, for me, the process of making it was very politically charged, but I think that the work that came out of it is much more just about what it means to lose a community and not so much about the politics of that.
So you're an instructor at UVA.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're an experimental filmmaker who makes films on video.
Yeah.
No, we can use filmmaker.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a political activist? Are you a political filmmaker?
No, I mean, it's an interesting question. Somebody asked me about that, I think, last year at the film festival, and I think that a really important part of art is sort of tuning into the things that you are intuitively moved to make work about. And I think my life as an activist and my life as an artist are two different things, but they do overlap sometimes.
How do you convey those kind of dual interests to your students, or do you try to keep those separate?
That's a good question. I'm always working on that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think...
Well, I don't want to get you in trouble with anybody at UVA.
No, I don't. I'm not worried about that. I'm tenured, so it doesn't matter. But I do... I mean, one of the things I really don't want to do is start to make pedantic work or work that only has one way that a viewer can interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's often a trap that political work can fall into. And so I'm trying to engage with the political issues that really sort of hit on a resonant spot in me, but in a way that doesn't insist that every viewer shares those politics.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
How did you become a filmmaker? You sort of came up through other forms of art.
I did. My formal training is primarily in traditional studio arts. I was really sort of going down the route of being a traditional printmaker, but I hit a point at some year in my undergraduate education where I remember just staring at my prints and wishing they would move, and there was no animation program where I went to school, so I moved toward experimental video, which has a different history than a more activist history than cinema, which kind of suited me really well. So I ended up studying experimental sound and video in place of animation because I was just craving movement.
You want to tell us where you went to school?
My undergraduate degree is from the New York State School of Art and Design at Alfred, and my graduate degree is from UNC Chapel Hill.
And what brought you to UVA?
A job,
fair enough.
A really good job, and the opportunity to start, I think it had kind of started, but to establish the new media program in the art department. So I was really kind of brought in to bring the art department into the digital world.
I'm talking to filmmaker UVA faculty Lydia Moyer. Her series of shorts, Lydia Moyer Experimental Short Films, airs Saturday at 11 a.m. at Vinegar Hill Theater. Everybody should come see that, but I've been told that we can also see some of your videos online. Where do we do that?
That is correct. I think if you just Google my name, you can find it.
Just Google
easy.
Your name.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll give you a chance to plug.
Yep.
Is this your first time showing something at the film festival?
No, the longer piece that I talked about was shown last year, and I usually put a short in, honestly, because I'm interested in getting the free pass to all the films. And Wes has been really supportive of my work over the years. Wes, the programmer.
Wes Harris, programmer and curator.
Yeah, that's correct.
And friend of Seville Podcast.
Yes. Wes has been great, and so I've had pieces in the festival for a while, but they're usually just shorts that are in a program of other shorts, which is also great to be part of that. But this year I had so much new work. I was also on sabbatical last year, so I was very productive. So I have a lot of new work, and Wes was nice enough to offer me the chance to show them all together.
So these short films here, are they... You said you were on sabbatical. Were you traveling while you were filmmaking?
I did some traveling. I stayed in Virginia a lot, too. I mean, truthfully, I think I travel to shoot, but I'm most productive at home when I'm comfortable and kind of have my own, you know, my own coffee maker and all that kind of thing. But I did travel some. I spent a month in Iceland in the winter, which was really interesting, and made something there that'll be in the program. So, I did some traveling. Oh, also, I guess one piece I made out in Joshua Tree, California, so that was also from traveling. Ooh. So, there are a couple pieces in the program that were the result of traveling, but I usually make the most when I just stay home.
So, since you do have that nice festival pass,
yes.
Are there other than your films, Lydia Moyer, experimental short films, which are screening Saturday at 11 at Pinnacle Hill Theater.
Yes.
Is there other material here, things that we're showing that you're particularly drawn to?
Yeah, well, I am going to go see Kevin Everson, who is my colleague.
Yes.
He doesn't show that often in Charlottesville, a very sort of nationally and internationally known experimental filmmaker. So I'm going to go to his. On Saturday, there's a film called Exile. That I believe is Cambodian. It's an experimental work by a Cambodian filmmaker. And I'm planning to go to that. And also on Sunday, I think it's the documentary about James Baldwin called I Am Not Your Negro, and I am planning to go see that. I've heard really good things about it.
And I think you're the second of our guests today to mention that.
Yep.
Well, thank you for coming by.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Come say hello to us anytime.
Okay.
As long as you're here in town, I'm sure we're going to see you at every festival. One last time, the program is Lydia... I've been talking to Lydia Moyer.
Yes.
The program is called Lydia Moyer, Experimental Short Films. It's been Saturday at 11 at Vinegar Hill Theater. It's about an hour long of several of your shorts. And I look forward to seeing them all and to talking with you again.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming by.